Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel. How can I help you?
Yes, Rachel. I got a response from a Jay Sullivan in regards to my complaint about the application on the email. Is he available?
I would need to get some information pulled up. We are a call center. But first of all, if you would allow me, please, to get your account pulled up by providing me with your zip code and first and last name.
85208. My first name is Ralph. My last name is Parry, P-A-R-Y.
Okay, thank you for that information, sir. Just one moment, please. All right, sir, for security purposes, if you would verify your address, please.
It's 7307 East Arbor Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, 85208.
Okay, thank you so much, and please verify your email address.
rmparry@live.com or rmparry85208@outlook.com.
Okay,
email.
All right, thank you, and please verify your phone number, please.
480-777-5097.
Okay, thank you, sir. And it's the number that we reached on, a good number to call you back on in case we get disconnected.
Yes, that's the number I just gave you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And I have located your account showing your first and last name, your address, your email, as well as your phone number. You're calling us regarding
certificate of completion, yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. It shows the online training that you did on March 14th, and it does show the digital certificate and the fee of $69, and you said you were contacted.
Well, that was the first time I filled out for a certificate. Then they had something online to take a test and a video for a concealed weapon permit, and I did that, and they charged me $128 for that, and that was just recently.
Okay. All right. Probably a little bit of a misunderstanding with it. This does, with the completion of the process, you do get a permit. This was the completion of the online training course, which is required to show that you have shown competency with handling a concealed weapon, and you complete the rest of those steps, and you do get the permit. The application is...
I understand that, okay. And I understand that was the one where they charged me $69 for.
Okay.
And that was called the completion of competence. Then they advertised the next day, and I think the date that I took it was 3/28, which is just a couple days ago. And it was called a certificate for permit to carry concealed weapon, and that was altogether different. I took the video test, and I was told that I was authorized. I would get a certificate to carry a concealed weapon, and then I get it. And it says right on the front, this is not a concealed handgun permit. So there was total misunderstanding, and I'm going to refute the last charge. I will accept the $69 charge, but the $128 I'm going to refute from my bank because I think I was totally misled on that one.
Okay, sir. We don't have a charge for you for the $128. That would be another company, maybe, that was offering the training course. But you did pay.
Yeah, this is the phone number they gave me for the it says the Rush Concealed Team, support Rush Concealed Team, and they gave me this number to call. So you don't have any record of that?
On the recorded line, sir, $69 you paid on March 14th. There are no other charges from Rush Concealed.
I have accepted that one. This was for a new one on the 28th of March, which was much more detailed and much more. I took the video course and the video test, and I was told I would be sent a concealed weapon permit. And when I finally got the permit, it says right across the front, not a handgun permit. So the classroom trainer and instructor and whoever it was contacted me, Jay Sullivan, from this same thing, gave me this phone number. So you say you don't have any record of it.
We don't have a record of a $128 charge.
Huh. Well, I guess I have. They sent me that email yesterday morning because I had replied to their website, and so they sent me a letter and said that Jay Sullivan is a member of the support team, and this is the number to call, and nobody has any record.
No, sir, I'm not saying that we don't have a record for Mr. Sullivan, but you're not allowing me to complete my sentences. We don't have a record for you for $128, only for the $69. Mr. Sullivan contacted you regarding the $69 that you paid March 14th. On the 26th, he noted that he resent the email that you need, and also the application packet so that you can complete the steps for your permit. But for the charge for the $128, you would need to contact the call center regarding that charge. We don't have a charge for you for $128 on the 28th or the 26th, excuse me.
Okay, well, what would be the number for the call center to contact?
I don't have another number that I can provide you. There are more than one company probably that provides the online training course. Perhaps I can provide you with some additional numbers here. Now, there are a few more numbers here for companies that offer similar training courses. Which is U.S. Concealed Online. Their number is 1-800.
Okay.
765.
Okay.
0208.
And that's for U.S. Concealed.
That's for U.S. Concealed. For Countrywide Concealed, it's 1-800.
Okay.
990-55-94. Yes, and then there's two more. There's Concealed Academy.
I'll try those two to begin with.
Okay, sir. Well, we don't have the charge. So if you're all right with the $69 charge, that was billed at Shills March 14th when you completed the online training course.
I authorized that with the bank, but the other one I'm want to get to the bottom of and see what's going on. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Is there anything else?
Oh, that'll do it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support.